Have you ever wished that you had more time? In Expedite, you can make yourself more time. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me. I'm Mike Walensky, part of the team that runs Tempest Transport. And this is the conclusion of my three-part series on how you can increase your earnings by maximizing your availability. In part one, I talked about maintaining your truck so that it's available to run when you need it to run. In part two, I discussed planning your home time to make the most of your time away on the road and your time at home with your family. In this third and final part, I'm going to share a little secret on how you can make more time in Expedite. At Tempest Transport, we ask all of our drivers to plan to arrive at least 1 hour prior to their appointment time for all pickups and deliveries. This builds a cushion in if they get stuck in traffic or construction or have trouble finding the shipper or the right gate on each load. This allows them to deal with those problems as they come up and still be on time for that appointment time. But you could take this a step further and squeeze out more time in your week, enough time to average an additional load every week. All you need to do is go directly to the shipper or the consignee when you're given a load assignment. Unless it's explicitly prohibited on that load, and there are some shippers that don't allow trucks to show up early for their appointments, unless you get that message with the load assignment from your dispatcher, the best practice is always to go straight to the pickup, then straight to the delivery point. Appointment times in Expedite serve primarily as a guaranteed time between the Expedite carrier and the shipper. When the shipper calls and says, I need to ship this and I need it to be there by 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the Expedite carrier says, I promise you I can get it there at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. If I don't, you don't have to pay me for the load. That's the guaranteed time. Drivers, in most cases, can get there long before that guaranteed delivery time. And if you'll do that, you can get finished with a load sooner and get on to your next load sooner. And on average, you can pick up an extra load a week. And that's going to add up. And it's about 50 loads every year that you're running that go straight to your bottom line that you wouldn't have if you sat around waiting for those appointment times. Remember, the downtime will find you. And it's best to take your downtime when you're waiting on a load, not when the load is waiting on you. This is also very beneficial to the shippers and the customers as well. A lot of times these appointment times can get relayed to the driver incorrectly. Let's say a load gets brokered out multiple times and somebody makes a data entry error and puts the wrong time for a pickup. Well, now the truck may be late because the time got goofed up. For example, I once ran a load from Dallas to Oklahoma City. It was a short run. But when I got to Oklahoma City, I was about 10 hours early for my delivery. It was scheduled to deliver first thing in the morning, and I got there late the evening the night before. I found a truck stop and went to sleep for the night. Set my alarm clock, got up, and went to deliver according to that scheduled time. When I got there, I found out I was delivering for a power company that needed the parts that were on my truck to repair damage caused by a storm to some of their power lines. So I'm sitting there sleeping on this stuff, and these guys are working around the clock to repair power line damage to get their customers' electricity turned back on. It's little things like that that don't get communicated well when loads are scheduled. Drivers always get the best source of information when they can get it directly from the shipper or consignee. Had I have gone straight to the delivery point, instead of stopping to sleep for the night, I would have found that there was somebody available to take the load off my truck then. They would have been much happier to have gotten the parts that they needed, and I would have been available for my next load. As a simple rule to follow, if there's freight on your truck, go get it unloaded. If your truck is empty, go to where they load freight. Go get yourself a load. You don't even need a watch to follow this one. Customers pay a lot of money to ship Expedite freight. This is part of the service that they're paying for. Do your part as a driver to deliver as soon as you could safely arrive. So how do you make up this extra time to beat the appointment times? Remember the story of the tortoise and the hare. You're not going to do this by speeding and trying to run your truck at 75 miles an hour. At Tempest Transport, all of our trucks are governed at 65 miles an hour. For safety reasons, plus efficiency reasons, better fuel economy, and lower repair and maintenance costs. Can't tell you how many times I've been out on the highway and I see a truck pass me at 75 miles an hour. I keep driving going 65, and an hour or two later, this truck comes 75 miles an hour flying past me again. I said, well, how'd he get behind me again? How's he passing me again? By trying to push his truck to the absolute mechanical limits, by racking his brain trying to pay attention, driving an 80,000-pound vehicle at 75 miles an hour, he quickly gets fatigued and needs many more brakes than I need by taking it low and slow and driving at 65 miles an hour. Also, when you see those trucks, pay attention to them. Their equipment is almost always very beat up. It's worn out because they're abusing it. The tires just aren't made to spin that fast. There is no time advantage to trying to push your truck to the limit. However, you can make up time by properly planning your trips. Plan your route. What's the most efficient route? What's the best route? By taking a few minutes to look at your route instead of just punching an address into your GPS, you could save yourself a lot of headaches and a lot of time by not getting lost, by not making a wrong turn, by finding the best, most efficient route. Plan your fuel stops ahead of time. Where's the best place to stop for fuel? How can I cut a fuel stop out by planning these and not needing to fuel twice when I can only fuel once? Also, look at where your DOT brakes are going to be needed. Can I add a DOT brake to the end of a fuel stop? Ask yourself, can I reduce or eliminate any of these brakes? Now, when you do this, safety always comes first. If you are fatigued, if you're truly tired and need to stop to rest, you need to do that. Don't try to push yourself to deliver when it's not safe to do so. A lot of times I'll talk to a driver and he'll tell me, oh, I just stopped for 5 minutes to get a cup of coffee and use the restroom and I got right back on the road. What that driver didn't realize is his 5 minute stop actually started the minute he shut his cruise control off and slowed down for the exit ramp from the highway. A little exercise you can do is get yourself a stopwatch. And when you shut your cruise control off to slow down for that exit ramp, start the stopwatch. Go take your break, do whatever it is you do on your brakes, and get back up on the highway and look at the stopwatch. Stop it once you set your cruise control back at 65 miles an hour again. You're now just on the other side of that exit ramp. That's how much time you actually lost due to that brake. And you're going to find yourself hard-pressed to get in and out of a truck stop in less than half an hour. So when you plan your brakes, look to see if there's a rest area you can use instead of a truck stop. Usually you can get in and out of a rest area much more quickly than you can getting off the highway, stopping at a traffic light, finding the entrance to the truck stop parking lot, finding a place to park, taking a long walk to get inside. Usually rest areas are much quicker in and outs. Also, combine brakes. If you need fuel, get your coffee then. Also, consider the advantages of having a co-driver. In some cases, you can eliminate your half-hour break by changing drivers instead of stopping for that half-hour break. If you drive for 8 hours and you need your half-hour break, but your co-driver has completed his 10 hours rest break in the sleeper berth, he's now available to drive. He can take over at that point, so you stop, give him time to do his pre-trip, and get back on the road. That can often be done more quickly than you could take your half hour break. When you are driving and your co-driver happens to get up, have him help you with anything you might need. Do you need a bottle of water or a snack out of the refrigerator? If he can hand that to you instead of you stopping the truck to go back there and get it yourself, you just save yourself a lot of time. In conclusion, consider how long it takes you to run each load. Where are you losing time on your loads? Are you waiting for a shipper to open? Did you take a 300-mile load on a Friday afternoon that can't deliver till Monday? When you make your load selection, you need to consider this factor. How long is it going to take you to physically cover the miles versus how much time is assigned to this load based on the hours that the shipper and consignee keep. Remember, downtime will always find you in between loads. Don't stop on your loads for your recreation. Get your work done first and take your rest time later. If you have any tips you'd like to share about how to be a more efficient driver, please leave them in the comments below. Remember, take care of your truck. Take pride in your work. Take pride in your equipment. I see a lot of really nice trucks out there on the highway. They're really engineering marvels, and it's important that you take care of them as a driver. Keep them clean. Keep them well maintained. Plan your home time. Make the most of your time on the road. Make the most of your time at home with your family. As always, be safe and God bless. All in all alone.